Remember the 1980s? Remember college? Even if you weren't alive or never attended university, you might feel as though you've traveled back in time with this week's picks. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new extra-immersive coming-of-age novels you won't want to miss. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. One of the buzziest new novels of 2025 is Playworld by Adam Ross. This profound family drama chronicles a year in the life of prep school freshman Griffin Hurt, 1980-81. The son of an actor and a dancer, he has a role on a popular TV series, struggles with academics and a problematic wrestling coach, is still recovering from the trauma of a fire he caused when he was six, and, to top it off, one of his parents' friends, a woman of 36, has fallen in love with him. Whoa. Ross's evocation of the New York of that period, the architecture, the catchphrases, the public life, and popular culture, is so textured and compelling as to be a kind of literary virtual reality. As Ron Charles wrote in the Washington Post, you may hear echoes of Garth Risk Hallberg or even a young Jonathan Franzen, but Ross writes without their exhausting voraciousness. There's not a dull line. And as Lee Haber points out in the Los Angeles Times, Playworld is more than 500 pages long, yet you really don't want it to end. The story is so rich and filled with intriguing characters that it's immersive. Classmate Andrea is a beauty in a black turtleneck whose chestnut hair veiled her large eyes, the ends cut so that they appeared sharp and nearly pinched together like a staple remover's teeth. A family friend's voice is a dash of spit mixed with a scoop of gravel. While taking the bus uptown one late afternoon with a girl he has a crush on, Griffin peers out the window and observes, "It was the diorama hour, when evening is just beginning to descend and everything is brilliant and discreet." Adam Ross is one heck of a writer, and unless you are a speed reader, Playworld will keep you entertained and engrossed for a while. The Life Cycle of the Common Octopus is the debut of Emma Knight, and I lapped it up like cream. To me, this British campus novel has it all. Page-turning plot revolving around family secrets, a love affair so fresh and engrossing you feel like you are the one with the crush, a brilliantly developed ensemble cast, vivid settings at the University of Edinburgh and at the estate of the extraordinary Lennox family, plus a frisson of hashtag MeToo revenge. Begins with a letter from Canadian freshman Penelope Winters to the famous mystery writer Lord Lennox, whom she believes has the answer to some questions about her dad. As she visits the Lennox estate, she gets to know the whole family, including the very hot son, college polo player Sasha Lennox. Meanwhile, her lifelong best friend, the lovely Alice, is getting entangled with her philosophy tutor. All the entwined drama benefits from Knight's clever, satisfyingly descriptive writing and what is likely some personal experience with being a Canadian in Scotland. In a smart review in the New York Times, Eleanor Dunn traced influences of Brideshead Revisited and other British classics, calling The Life Cycle of the Common Octopus a tantalizing yet quietly touching debut about inheritance, emerging sexuality, and what it truly means to come into one's own.
The books are Playworld by Adam Ross and The Life Cycle of the Common Octopus by Emma Knight. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. At WIPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.